is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered him, are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Christ. Dear siblings in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to begin with a reading from Frederick Buechner, one of my favorites. Who knows how the awareness of God's love first hits people? Every person has his own tale to tell, including the person who would not believe in God if you paid him. Some moment happens in your life that makes you say yes, right up to the roots of your hair, that makes it worth having been born just to have it happen. Laughing with somebody till the tears run down your cheeks. Waking up to the first snow. Whether you thank God for such a moment or thank your lucky stars, it is a moment that is trying to open up your whole life. If you try to turn your back on such a moment and hurry along to business as usual, it may lose you the whole ball game. If you throw your arms around such a moment and hug it like crazy, it may save your soul. How about the person you know who, as far as you can possibly tell, has never had such a moment? Maybe for that person, the moment that has to happen is you. Our gospel this morning gives us this beautiful and beloved verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. For God so loved the world. I could sit down right now and the sermon would be done. But you know I won't. God so loved the world. Buechner talks about an awareness of grace, an awareness of love that just opens up your whole life. Some of us have been lucky enough to have had people in our lives whose love was such a grace. I have one. For 35 some years, he's been bringing me coffee or Mountain Dew every morning in bed. Have you ever had that kind of love where you know you don't deserve it? And as much as you want to reciprocate, it's better than you are. Sometimes we have an earthly love that is like that. And sometimes not. But this line from John is too beautiful to not just embrace. As Buechner says, give it a hug. For God so loved the world. Verse 17, indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. See, a lot of people use this chapter of John to condemn other people. You must be born again. You've heard the street preachers, the televangelists. You must be born again. But Romans, that we read before the gospel, says it's not a work. Being born from above was no more our work than being born from our mother's womb. What did we do to come into this world? Nothing. What did we do to earn God's love? For God so loved the world. It is not our work that makes God love us. This is Lutheranism 101. Jesus says, the Spirit, the wind, will blow where it does. And we don't control that either. So what do we get to be in charge of? Our response. What is our response to God's perfect and unconditional love? Is to love and honor God first and foremost, above all other things, and to love our neighbor as ourself. All of our neighbors. Because that whole God so loved the world thing, God didn't just love Lutherans. God didn't just love Christians. There's a vision in Revelation that one day people from all tribes and nations will be together worshiping at the throne of God. All tribes and nations. Says to me, those are the neighbors we need to love too. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. Neither should we. Our command is to love God, love neighbor. And if we get those two right, maybe we can have a conversation about the rest of the law. But I think those two commands of Jesus will keep us far busier we won't ever get to the rest of the law. Jesus' followers weren't scholars. They were simple people. And he gave them simple commands. Because God so loved the world. You are representatives of Jesus in the world. Between politics and viruses, people are concentrated on a lot of stuff. And it does matter. But if we lose sight of what is most important, as we're paying attention to those things, we've lost sight of the actual kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, live in love. Fear comes from somewhere else, you know that. Common sense, I think, is from God. But fear is not. Live in love. God sent his Son because God wanted the world to know what God would look like if God became flesh. And what God looks like when God became flesh was his only Son that he sent into the world, Jesus Christ. May the peace of Christ keep your hearts and minds on first things, on kingdom things. Amen.